Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Can I begin with your zip code?
95667.
95667, thank you. Excuse me, sir. And what's your name?
John Schroeder.
Yes, sir, Mr. John. I found the account. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
6526 Motherlode Drive, Placerville, California, 95667.
Thank you. All right, sir. This is due to the contest entry, Mr. John. And I'm going to tell you what you entered into it for. It was for that Dyson vacuum, and it was by mail balance. And when you entered into that contest to win that Dyson, there were other subscriptions that came along with that. And one was a meal plan app that came through to your email. It's an app that focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar and carb cravings, Mr. John. That's what that that $39.85 is for.
Well, I've never received any product the whole time, and I've been paying for it for since 9/1/21, $39.85, and I've never received any product.
Right, it's a contest entry. You entered into a contest for your name to be in a weekly drawing for that Dyson vacuum. And by
So I'm getting charged $39.85 a month to be in the contest.
And you'll get the
product.
And you'll get that. You were getting that meal plan app that came through to your email. It's an app that focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar, have videos with Emerald, Rachel Ray. Excuse me, but that's what came along with it.
So it's I'm paying that for an app.
You're paying it for an app, and to be in that weekly drawing for that Dyson. Yes, sir.
I'm not getting any information on my email for an app like that. I'm not seeing any information about that app.
Yes, sir. You should see mail balance.
No.
You should see an email dealing with mail balance.
Nope.
You don't.
No emails like that. Nope. Never have.
Yes, sir. That's what it's for. How about, what if I can get you, I can get a discount for you. I can get $20 taken off of it, and you'll still be in the weekly drawing.
I'm going to call my credit card company to try to get this reversed, because I really feel like I've been ripped off.
Yes, sir. And I do hate that. Well, let me ask you this. What if I can speak with my supervisor and we get you fully refunded that $39.85?
But I need it refunded from, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. I need 8 months of refund.
Yes, sir, I don't have power like that. I know your address is Motherlode, but I can't pull that off. I had to transfer you, Mr. John.
Okay.
Yes, sir, hang tight for me for 1 second, sir. I'm going to make sure your account is canceled out.
Thank you.
And I'll get you transferred. They'll get that. What refund that I was going to be able to do, I'll leave it in their hands, so it won't be no confusion, if you understand what I'm saying. Instead of the little bit that I could do, I wouldn't want to mix it. I'd rather just send the account to them, and they assist you from there, Mr. John.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your assistance.
No problem, sir. I thank you for your patience and your humbleness, sir. Give me a couple seconds, and I'll have you transfer it to a supervisor, and they'll finish assisting you there. Thank you, sir. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you. A couple more seconds, sir. I'm almost done with you, Mr. John. And I'll be transferring. Yes, sir. All right, sir, we're all squared away. I have a line open for you for my supervisor. I'll be transferring you. Thank you for calling customer support. Thank you for your patience, Mr. John. Well, I got you squared away, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Don't hang up. I'm transferring you straight through to a supervisor, sir.